ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवती नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 15 द डिसेंडेंट्स ऑफ किंग प्रियव्रत। आई वाज जस्ट गोइंग टू टेक्स्ट 4। ज आत्म विद्यामाख्याय स्वयं संशुद्ध महापुरुषम अनुस्मार। ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद। किंग प्रतिह पर्सनली प्रोपागेटेड द प्रिंसिपल ऑफ सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन। इन दिस वे नॉट ओनली वॉज ही प्यूरिफाइड बट ही बिकेम अ ग्रेट डिवोटी ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सन लॉर्ड विष्णु एंड डायरेक्टली रियलाइज्ड हिम। परपोर्ट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। The word anusasmara is very significant. God consciousness is not imaginary or concocted. The devotee who is pure and advanced realizes God as he is. A devotee who is pure and advanced realizes God as he is. Maharaj Pratiha did so, and due to his direct realization of Lord Vishnu, he propagated self-realization and became a preacher. A real preacher cannot be bogus. He must first of all realize Lord Vishnu as he is. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Upadikshanti te jnanam jnaninastatta darshinah. One who has seen the truth can impart knowledge. The word tatta darshi refers to one who has perfectly realized the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a person can become a guru and propound Vaishnava philosophy all over the world. The paragon of bona fide preachers and guru is King Pratiha. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्तादिशतारिणे। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ज आत्मविद्याम् आख्याय स्वयं संशुद्ध महापुरुषम् अनुसस्मार। किंग प्रतिह पर्सनली प्रोपागेटेड द प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन। इन दिस वे नॉट ओनली वॉज ही प्यूरिफाइड बट ही बिकेम अ ग्रेट डिवोटी ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड लॉर्ड विष्णु एंड डायरेक्टली रियलाइज्ड हिम। So Prabhupada is emphasizing the word anusasmara. Prabhupada is saying the word anusasmara is very significant. God consciousness is not imaginary or concocted. So that is a very important thing to remember. That anusasmara, one must become God conscious. Like one should perfectly understand the word anusasmara has been translated by Prabhupada as one who perfectly understands and always remembers who the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Smaran. Smaran means remembrance. Anu means following. Anusasmara. Remembered who the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, and then Prabhupada is pointing out that Krishna consciousness is not an imaginary thing, as we repeat it time and time again. It is the not only truth, but the absolute truth. Absolute truth means all truths are depending on that truth. Whatever is dependent on Krishna is truth. And whatever is not related to Krishna is not real, not truth. So the reality is, or truth, real, truth means real. What is real? Whatever is connected to Krishna is real. Whatever is not connected to Krishna is not real. This we can consider a tree. Whatever is in the tree, whatever is connected to the tree, the leaves, branches, fruits, flowers, they all are real. But in the reflection of the tree, which is not the tree, which is not connected to the tree, is anything real there? No. Everything there is. In the reflection, everything is unreal. And so that is the simple way to understand. And sometimes I also bring out that mathematical concept of infinity. How many of you are aware of this concept of infinity? Infinity. Okay, Abhacharan. What is infinity? Infinity is the sign in mathematics. What is infinity? It looks like alpha, in Latin alpha. So what is infinity? Infinity is something. Whatever is in relation to infinity is infinity, right? What is infinity minus 25? Whatever is infinity minus 5 million? Infinity. Whatever is infinity multiplied by 20 zillion? Infinity. So anything in relation to infinity, whatever comes in contact with infinity, becomes infinity. Like these are the simple concepts that although the mathematicians have, they know the concept but they do not know what it is. Now what is that infinity? Infinity is Krishna. Anything in relation to Krishna is spiritual. Is that clear? Anything that comes in contact becomes related to Krishna becomes spiritual. Or we can say the spiritual reality is something which is beyond material conception. Right, in the material nature what happens? Some number plus something becomes added, increases. Something is subtracted, decreases. Something is multiplied, increases by that number. Something divided, decreases by that number. But infinity is beyond that concept. These mathematical rules do not apply there. So spiritual reality is something where material rules do not apply. Material rules are useless there because it's another reality, another domain. So so that is another thing that we also considered. Yesterday only I was speaking about that. Like, what do we find? Here we are seeing descendants of King Priyavrata. This chapter is describing all the descendants of Priyavrata. Priyavrata's son, the previous verse was, Priyavrata's son was Sumati. Then Sumati, what was the specialty about Sumati's character? What was so striking about Sumati's character, outstanding about Sumati's character? That Sumati became like his grandfather. Who is his grandfather? Rishabhdev. What was Rishabhdev like? He was an abadhuta. So Sumati also, although he is the son of a king, although he was a king, he became an abadhuta. Meaning, he started to behave like a madman. He left everything, and madman means he didn't have any external consciousness. His consciousness was always at the feet of Krishna, or in remembering Krishna, or in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, he didn't have any material consciousness. So, then we are in this verse is giving four generations after that. Sumati's son was Devatajit. Devatajit's son was Devadumna. And Devadumna's son was Parameshthi. And Parameshthi's son was Pratiha. And then Pratiha's son was... now is the description of Pratiha. And then there will be description of Pratiha's son. And not only the father's name is mentioned, even the mother's name is mentioned. Where can we get such description? In history, we know who was Aurangzeb, who was Aurangzeb's father, Shahjahan. Who was Shahjahan's father? Humayun. Who was Humayun's father? Akbar. Who was Akbar's father? Babur. At least up to that much we all know. But when you hear, when you read some fiction, say Superman. How many of you know Superman? And do you know who is Superman's father? I think it gives there. He comes from another planet. His father and mother was described, and he somehow landed on the Earth planet. And anyway, whatever it is. Okay, at the most we can get the name of Superman's father. Who is Batman's father? Who is Spider-Man's father? So like that, we may get at least the name of the father, but nothing beyond that. But here, what do we get? We are getting it all the way from Lord Brahma. Like, for example, Lord Brahma's son was Sayambhuva Manu. Sayambhuva Manu's son, he had two sons, Priyavrata and Uttanapad. Then who was Priyavrata's son? The descriptions are coming here in this chapter. Is coming in this way to Dhruva Maharaj. We get the whole genealogy. So this is how we become convinced that these are real. Do we know who is Prabhupada's father? We know. And if we go, then we'll find Prabhupada's grandfather's name, Prabhupada's great-grandfather's name. Especially, the illustrious families have their genealogy in this way. And even in our family, we find that. So that's why Prabhupada is pointing out that whatever has been mentioned in the scriptures are absolute truth. They're dealing with absolute truth. No fictitious concepts here. And then Prabhupada is pointing out Pratiha's character. What was Pratiha? Obviously he was the son of a king. So he became the king. The eldest son always becomes the successor to the throne. But what happened to Pratiha? Pratiha also was a devotee of the Lord. And that was the outstanding characteristics of those kings. They are not ordinary kings. They are Rajarshis. They are actually sages at heart, but assuming the role of a king. Acting as a king, but they are sages. Sages means who is a sage? Person with long hair and matted hair and long beard, that is the sign of a sage. What's the sign of a sage? What's the sign of a Mahatma? A devotee of the Lord. Like Yudhishthir Maharaj, another Rajarshi. Imam Rajarshayo Bidu. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying that this knowledge was flowing in the line of Rajarshis. One Rajarshi to the other Rajarshi, his son. His son to his son. In this way, through the Rajarshis, the knowledge was flowing. But when there is no Rajarshi, sakaleneha mahata yoganashta parayata, then the line was, that knowledge, the line of disciplic succession was broken. So, the first thing that we understand, that those days, all the kings were saintly kings, Rajarshis. And so here we are seeing the wonderful characteristic of King Pratiha. Pratiha was, he personally propagated the principle of self-realization. What is the principle of self-realization? What is the principle of self-realization? Principle of self-realization is Krishna consciousness, God realization. We can look at this concept of self-realization. Okay, sun is there and your back is at the sun. How will you see yourself? How will you see yourself? You'll see the shadow. Now, no matter how much you contemplate, meditate and so forth, will you ever see yourself in that shadow? Will you ever be able to see yourself through the shadow? No. But if somebody comes and shows you a mirror, then only you can see yourself. Therefore, the process of self-realization is you need that mirror. And who brings that mirror that makes you see yourself? The spiritual master. Therefore, the process of self-realization is to come across a spiritual, bona fide spiritual master who has the mirror. Because if he doesn't have the mirror, then he cannot show you your face. Seeing him, you cannot see yourself. You need the mirror. And in order to see that mirror, you need the light. So the mirror has to reflect the light of the sun. Okay, then what happens? Then do you contemplate on your shadow anymore? Then what happens? Then you recognize yourself. And then you turn your face from the shadow towards the sun. That's what the spiritual master does. He makes you see yourself. The process of self-realization is therefore Krishna consciousness. Besides Krishna consciousness, there is no way of realizing yourself. And I can tell you one thing, you can try it out. There are so many so-called babas and yogis and so forth. You come across their books. But when you read their books, now how do you feel? They don't know anything. They're speaking so eloquently. So many people are following them. But they do not know anything. They do not know anything because they're looking at their shadow. They don't even see their own face. What to speak of seeing, getting the light of the sun. The shadow means absence of the sun, isn't it? Shadow means the absence of the sun. Our material identity means absence of knowledge. Therefore, this material nature is considered to be ajnan, avidya, ignorance. The real knowledge comes when we see our real self. And what is the real self? Is the shadow our real self? Similarly, is this body our real self? This body is the shadow. Therefore, transcending the body, we have to recognize our spiritual identity. That is the real knowledge. So King Pratiha was distributing this knowledge. He was preaching personally. He was a king and he was telling his citizens what is the way of self-realization. The way of self-realization, as Prabhupada is saying, is Krishna consciousness. Unless you are Krishna consciousness, there is no way of knowing who you are. This so-called Brahmavadis, Mayavadis, they're just they're uselessly wasting their time. They're increasing their suffering. Klesha adhikatara stesham abhyakta shakta chetasham. They're simply increasing their suffering. So this is how we have to see. In the light of ignorance, we have to see what real knowledge is. So this is how gradually we become situated in knowledge. Okay, this is the shadow. Should we contemplate on this shadow? Should we try to see the light through the shadow? No. The process of seeing the light is opposed to the shadow, because the shadow is the ignorance, shadow is the darkness. And the spiritual master imparts that knowledge. First knowledge. That's your shadow. Your real self is someone else. See yourself. Here's the mirror. And that mirror is the knowledge. Informations about the soul. And then gradually you turn your face. As I was saying, like when you see the mirror, when you get the mirror, do you ever look at the shadow then? No. And then gradually you turn towards the sun. And when you're facing the sun, is there any possibility of seeing your shadow? The shadow may be casted, but you don't see it. Similarly, the material body is there, but when you become Krishna conscious, you don't really become aware of the material body because you are situated in your spiritual identity. Others may see the body. Others may see the shadow. And that's why they get the misconception. Oh, you're suffering. Meaning, oh, your shadow is suffering. Your shadow has disease. Your shadow has this. Your shadow has that. But my dear sir, my shadow is beyond my perception. I am not seeing the shadow. I am seeing the sun. You are seeing the shadow. I am not seeing the shadow. Make sense? So this is how real Krishna consciousness is. And as I was saying, like in this world, so people are wasting their time in all kinds of mundane endeavors. They don't have the knowledge. And when we come to Krishna consciousness, everything becomes so clear. Like, I'll admit myself, like, I knew about the concept of infinity, mathematically, but it never occurred to me what infinity actually is. After coming to Krishna consciousness, I became aware of what infinity actually is. But all these mathematicians, so-called big pandit, they don't know what infinity is, because they are not going to accept another reality beyond this material nature. That's their problem. If they accepted that, then it would have been clear to them. And I think I have told to some of you, it's another interesting thing. I was in a flight, in one of the airports. I was just there waiting for the queue to open, to embark on the train, on the plane. Next to me was an European. I started to speak to him. So he told me he's from Switzerland and he's a scientist. But anyway, something, one of the branches of chemistry, biochemistry, so biochemistry. So I just casually asked him, did it ever occur to you that, I asked him, what is the difference between organic and inorganic? So he gave the definition, like chemistry's definition. The organic is the substances that are generated from multiple bond of carbon. I told him, did it ever occur to you that the organic substances are coming from living sources? Organic means anything that is coming from living sources is organic. And anything that is coming from dead source is inorganic branch of chemistry. And I mean, he couldn't understand, so I just pointed out, look at the simplest structure of chemistry, of organic substance, methane, CH4. Like, it's simple. One carbon atom and four hydrogen atoms. Could you make it in the laboratory? He said, yes, we can. Then I said, why don't you produce it? Why don't you manufacture it? Because if you could produce methane, then all your gas problem would be solved. And he said, it would be so expensive. So I told him that you are artificially combining four atoms of hydrogen with one atom of carbon. But it's not real. Whereas, in the damp field, the dead plants are generating methane. And then I told him, what about sugar? It's just six atoms of carbon and six molecules of water. There's plenty of carbon, there's plenty of water. Why don't you make sugar? So he said, no, we can't make it. As well as a sugar cane plant is generating sugar. So, anyway, the discussion didn't go on very far, but it just, we can see so clearly that some simple concept, anything that is coming from living source is organic. Like the weeds are rotting, methane is generated. The sugarcane plant is producing sugar. Simple, very, very simple organic structure. What to speak of the complex? And I actually went to the point that, you know, you can't even make a simple thing like that. Like, did you ever consider the human body cell? To write the formula of a human body cell, you will need a page a few miles long. It's so complex. See, because it's by coming in contact with living entity, the soul, the living entity, just normal, regular substances are transforming into such complex things, like carbon and water becoming sugar, coming in contact with sugarcane plant. All simple things are becoming complex. How it is happening? Trees and plants are transforming the fruits and nuts and all that. Then we are eating it and we are absorbing those stuffs and transforming them into our body cells. So my point is, when we see things from this simple consideration of spiritual entity, spirit soul, living entity, spiritual reality, everything falls in place. Like in a jigsaw puzzle, you get the right thing and everything just falls in place. Therefore it is said, Jashmin Bigyati Sarvam Evang Bigyatam Bhavati. Knowing this, knowing which, everything becomes known. That's what that is Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. That is, you understand the spiritual reality and everything becomes known of this material nature. So anyway, so in those days we can see even the kings used to impart the knowledge. The kings used to have the knowledge and they used to give the knowledge. Unfortunately, today's leaders do not have the knowledge, that's why they cannot impart the knowledge. And that's why they are misdirected themselves and they are misdirecting others. That is the problem. And Srila Prabhupada has created this wonderful institution of ISKCON to solve that problem of this world. ISKCON is here to impart this knowledge, give this knowledge to the rest of the world, and the world situation will change. Just consider if the leader of India, the Prime Minister of India, was a devotee, what he would do? What would be the first thing that he would do? No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. And if everybody in the country started to follow that, everybody would become a gentleman. And then he would say that chant the holy name, the spread the glory of the Lord. So all the schools and colleges would be teaching them about Krishna. About all the schools and colleges would teach them the difference between the body and the soul. And in this way the knowledge would spread. Then everybody would know everybody would know that Krishna is watching. The demigods are watching. So then could anybody do anything wrong? And if somebody did anything wrong, the king would punish him. You are breaking the regulative principles. Go to prison. Or get out of the human society. Live in the forest. You want to eat meat? Okay, fine. Go. Live in the forest. Hunt the animals and you can eat as much as you want. But not in the civilized world. So this is how he would structure the society. And then what will happen? Krishna's mercy will flow. Then this country would become the most opulent country in the world. This country would become the most powerful country in the world. But unfortunately, democracy will not allow such a leader. Therefore, in order to have a Krishna consciousness kingdom, Krishna conscious state, democracy has to go. Democracy has to go. How it will go, I don't know. But Krishna can make the arrangement. Only thing is that we have to act on his behalf. If we sincerely start acting on his behalf, it will happen. And at least we know one thing. What we are going to do, when these leaders are taking the world situation into a very critical condition, just as it is happening in the Middle East, Syria, Iraq, and all those countries. Their terrorists have taken over. And as a result of that, everyone is running away. They're taking shelter of Europe. Here, some of the European countries like Germany, France. Then what will happen? The problem will show up in Germany, France, and other European countries. And then it'll spread all over the world, and India will not be spared. India will also go through that crisis. It's only a matter of time. What is happening in Syria and Iraq today, at some point in time, it will happen in India. So in Syria we see people are running away from their country and taking asylum, shelter in Germany. And that also they are stopping. How many people they can take? And other countries on the way, they are blocking their way. Hungary said, we are not going to allow you to pass through our country. And in this way, the other different countries are blocking their way. Now, if it happens in India, where will you go? Can you go to Germany? Germany is, first of all, is too far off, too far away. And by the time it will be so saturated, they will... And as I said, like they themselves are facing the problem. The terrorists have taken over that country also. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm speaking about a possibility. So now, if it happens to India, where will you go? Pakistan? Bangladesh? Or the ocean? What's your choice? There's no way we can go anywhere. So how will you face the situation? That will be the time to follow the Yuga Dharma. Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatirannatha. Make sense? So, we'll take up Mridanga and Kartal. And we will go out on the streets and we'll chant. Let the terrorists come with their guns and machine guns and everything. We leave it up to Krishna how he will deal with that situation. And then so many things can happen. One very amazing thing can happen at the time is they will drop their machine guns and cannons and everything, and they'll also start chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So won't it be wonderful? So let's be prepared for any possibility. Let's not remain, as they say, in a fool's paradise. Prabhupada gave the example. The goats are being slaughtered, but the other goats are happily eating the grass. Doesn't know the next is his turn. So let us not become like those foolish goats that are waiting for to be slaughtered. Let's rather recognize that this can happen, and let's prepare ourselves. And the preparation is, we have taken shelter of Krishna, there is nothing to worry about it. And Prabhupada set a very nice example about that. What example did Prabhupada set? As early as in 1944, Japan was going to bomb during the Second World War. Japan was about to bomb Calcutta, because Calcutta was the big base of the British Army. And at a time like that, what everyone was doing? Everyone was running away from Calcutta. Even Prabhupada's godbrothers were running away to Calcutta. So when they asked Srila Prabhupada what he was going to do, Prabhupada said, no, I'll stay here. I'm not going to go. What will you do here? I'll take the mridanga and kartal and go on the streets and chant Hare Krishna. If I chant Hare Krishna, then Krishna may protect. And even if Krishna doesn't protect, and if I die chanting the holy name of the Lord, I'll go back to Godhead. So that is what Prabhupada, I can see, like at every aspect of our life, Prabhupada has given the perfect example. And through that, Prabhupada pointed out, and then what happened? Due to some unknown reason, Japan decided not to bomb Calcutta. Was Calcutta bombed? No. Japan decided not to bomb Calcutta. Now, to others, the reason may be unknown. But to us, is it unknown? Or do we know? How many of you think they know the reason? Okay. Because Srila Prabhupada chanted the holy name in Sankirtan. So we have to have that faith. By reading Srimad Bhagavatam, we must generate that faith that Krishna is there, Krishna is there, Krishna is there. If we take shelter of Krishna, Krishna will take care of us. There is nothing to worry about. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, he may protect Prahlad Maharaj by killing Hiranyakashipu. He may. Or he may not. So what? If we die chanting the holy name, where will he go? So let's face that situation. Be prepared to face that situation by chanting the holy name. So that is what we are here for. Krishna consciousness is a real process that is teaching us how to face the most difficult situation. And what is the way to face the most difficult situation other than taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet? when you were in school as a child, when some bully, I don't know whether it happened to you, when some bully attacked you or did something to scare you, what did you do? Didn't you take shelter of somebody who is stronger than him? Then could the bully attack you anymore? That person who came and stood and said, look, if you act funny with him, then I will act funny with him. So he ran away. Now tell me, who is the strongest? Krishna. So let's take shelter of Krishna and let's not worry about anything else. Because we have the confidence that he will take care of us. He will protect us. He has given that assurance. Prabhupada pointed out, he made Arjun say it. Konteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. Why he got Krishna Arjun to say that instead of he telling it? Prabhupada pointed out, because Krishna sometimes breaks his promises. But Krishna never allows his devotee to break his promise. That's why Krishna made Arjun to say it. So Krishna has given us that assurance. Name bhakta pranashyati. My devotee will never vanquish. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Does anybody have any question? Where is Premavatar? Thank you for such a wonderful scientific class. My question is, how atheistic scientists, doctors, describe soul leaving the body? Why soul leaves body sometimes, even with healthy body? Well, to begin with, they don't believe in the existence of soul. The scientists and they don't believe in existence of soul. Their understanding is life came from matter. Like sometimes, somewhere, under some condition, some chemicals combined and life evolved. And then that started to evolve. First it was a unicellular living entity. From that it became multicellular. And then gradually it became a monkey. And then eventually from monkey came man. Good luck. And you know what Prabhupada's response to that was? Your forefathers may be monkeys, but my forefather is Brahma. So that's the difference. Their forefathers are monkeys, therefore their thought process is like monkeys. Yes.
Maharaj, does Krishna protect us the level we have surrendered or protect
all? Yeah. Yeah, well, we try our best to surrender ourselves completely and leave it up to Krishna. And Krishna will protect. Krishna will protect. He gave the assurance. If we surrender, he will protect. Right? He will protect. Whatever our level of surrender is, he'll protect. And the question is whether he'll protect our body or he'll protect our soul. Protect our soul. Sometimes the body may be destroyed, but the soul will be rescued. In that respect, we can give an example. A washerman, what does he do? He takes care of your cloth. But a doctor, what does he do? He takes care of your body. Right? Sometimes, in order to take care of your body, to operate your body, he may tear open your shirt. So will you lament, oh, what kind of a doctor you are? You're tearing open my shirt. No, his business is to protect the, save the body. Therefore, even at the expense of the shirt, he's saving your body. Similarly, sometimes at the expense of our body, our soul may be saved. Yes, Archana? What's that? In the process of?
Watching in the mirror.
Mirror. Okay.
Sometimes other things appear, like some other things getting revealed to us. So how do we make focus on?
When you stand in front of a mirror, do you want to see the other things in the mirror?
They are surrounding.
I don't know where they put my tilak. In front of my mirror, all I see is my own face. And to see other things, you don't need a mirror. You can turn your face and look at it. You don't need a mirror. But to see yourself, you need a mirror. Without that, there is no way. Right? Okay. Thank you. Yes, Jamuna Priya.
When you were talking about infinity, and you were saying, you know, infinity minus a certain number and then 5 million, and I just wondered, what about infinity minus infinity? Is that zero?
Infinity. Yeah. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande, Hare Hare. Maybe the class was so scary that nobody has any question. Did I frighten you with this class today? No. Actually, I'm preparing you for the worst. If sometimes some difficulty comes, then you'll remember that. What I'm speaking today, at the time of difficulty, you'll be able to remember and act properly. If I don't tell you, you would know how to act at that critical moment. Anyway, thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.